Governor Cuomo previously said he thought that now might not be the right time to raise the minimum wage, but his position has softened in recent weeks. He now says that philosophically he supports an increase, and he cast doubt on opponents' claims that it would hurt job creation.
I don't believe the minimum wage costs jobs if it's an intelligent increase. I believe it can create jobs, as a matter of fact, and create spending.
But he says Assembly Democrats and Senate Republicans remain far apart on the issue. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says he's been meeting with the governor, who he says is sympathetic to a minimum wage hike proposal. Silver says the public supports it. It would serve as an economic stimulus. But more importantly, he says, lawmakers have a moral imperative to act.
People who work a 35-hour week should not be poor. And if they work at the minimum wage today, under our standards, they are poor. And we've got to do something.
Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos is unconvinced.
A number of years ago, I did vote for it. But this is just not the right time to increase the minimum wage. Additional costs to the job creators and also additional costs to the consumer. Because of higher product costs.
Senator Skelos is seeking tax breaks for businesses as a priority issue for the remainder of the session, but he says there's no talk of a trade of the two issues. The Republican Senate leader also threw cold water on a proposal to enact public financing of campaigns, an issue that both Speaker Silver and Governor Cuomo support. Skelos says in some cases in New York City, the taxpayer-funded donations have gone to politicians who are now being investigated for corruption and misuse of the money. And Skelos says the $200 million a public financing system could cost would be better spent on something else.
I'd rather take that money, put it into education, and certainly many taxpayers throughout the state do not want to see their money going to individuals who they may not support.
The Assembly this week released a One House bill that would extend New York City's matching public campaign financing system to races for all state offices. Speaker Silver says it's important that Assembly Democrats stick up for something that they think will improve democracy.
Giving the public the financing mechanism will give the public the right to believe that their legislators and their executive and their attorney general and their controller are working harder on their behalf.
Cuomo has been receiving pressure from national reform groups who say he has a chance to be a nationwide hero if he can get his campaign reform proposals passed by the legislature. The governor says he thinks, though, it will be difficult to get an agreement when the two houses are so far apart. The governor says he also wants to finally settle the complicated issue of how to give parents access to newly mandated teacher evaluations without subjecting the teachers to complete public scrutiny.
Some people say nothing should be released. Absolute teacher privacy. I disagree with that. I also disagree with total disclosure.
The governor, who says 90% of his agenda was already accomplished during the budget season, including a new pension tier for public workers and DNA database expansion, seems more fatalistic about the success of the remaining items on his list.
Whether or not we'll get agreement on any of them remains to be seen.
The governor has about 8 more weeks to find out. The session is scheduled to end June 21st. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.